This is Spreaker Web Radio.
It's showtime, and you're listening to Florida Real Estate Radio, where you'll hear about what's relevant and where to find opportunities and solutions in Florida real estate. Right now, live in studio, here's your host, Brian Heckman.
All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in today. And you know what? I think this might be one of our most beneficial shows we've had. We're going to talk about something a little bit different. Of course, it's still going to be applicable to Florida real estate, specifically what's going on here in Florida. Here's what we did. We brought in Josh Butts, who is the owner of Cornerstone Insurance here in Tampa. And we're going to be talking about homeowners insurance today, specifically a couple of things that you are going to be able to do, or if you're a real estate agent listening to this, huge, huge opportunities. So much, you're probably going to want to stop, grab a notepad, and take a couple of notes on what Josh is going to share. Some ways they're going to save some deals. If you're a consumer listening to this, some things that you can do up front to minimize the pains and the challenges, the wild card that is homeowners insurance right now in that home buying process, refinance process, and all that good stuff. So Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Nah, so great to have you in here. So why don't we do this? Why don't we start by you just kind of sharing how you got into insurance and what all that looks like, why you're still in it.
Sure. I know insurance to most people is not the most exciting thing. And I guess I never really thought I would be selling insurance, as most people say that are in the insurance field. But I got out of the University of Florida and got into flying airplanes and did that for about 5 years professionally and had a family and just didn't want to be on a beeper anymore. And my father was a 30-year retired Allstate agent and had a good time, made a lot of contacts, was really involved in the community, and had a pretty successful career. And I thought I might as well dip in and see what I could help. And with Florida going through a lot of changes in the insurance world, it was a great opportunity at the right time for me.
So it's kind of in your blood.
Yeah, it's built in.
It's in the DNA. Awesome. So here's why I've been kind of chasing you to sit down here and share with us some stuff is, you know, we have so many challenges in the local market right now with, you know, no inventory out there. House prices are, you know, they're going up at, gosh, just too fast of a rate almost. And then there's this insurance piece. You know, hurricanes blow through and was 04. Insurance costs get crazy. All this stuff, the government gets involved. Things get regulated. And now all of a sudden you throw in flood, sinkhole. Insurance can be drastically different for homes across the street from each other, literally.
Right.
So I know people never think about their insurance costs. And you and I talked about this. They just think about the house and they love it. They fall in love. They think about the mortgage and the payment. We always go through this with people that are buying homes. They never think about, oh yeah, my insurance costs. So what do you see from that aspect when you're talking with a new customer or somebody that they're looking to get a quote to lower their insurance?
Sure. If somebody's looking for a home actively in the market, whether it's a first time home buyer or somebody that's already owned a home for 10 years, knowing what the insurance companies are looking to insure is going to help generally keep your insurance costs down. So if I had to say what's the number one home an insurance company would want to insure, which basically translates into lower premiums because the more they want to insure that home, they've determined the lower the risk is to them, and that's going to translate into lower premiums with more available companies wanting to write that property.
And now we're talking about what everyone really wants to hear, which is keeping money in your pocket.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly. So instead of buying a home that's going to exponentially get more expensive to own, hopefully the goal by doing a little bit of upfront homework will help you get into a property that's going to stay affordable for years to come because you bought an attractable home that lots of insurance companies would love to have that business.
Awesome. So what are like you said, number one. So
sure.
What does that look like?
So if I just said some number one things to tip off for you would be newer construction is always going to be less expensive to insure than older construction. So the next question is, well, how new? Brand new would be the best. But assuming you're not looking for brand new construction, 2002 is a good benchmark to use. At 2002, there were some new building codes that went into the type of shingles and roof coverings that translate into lower premiums based on the qualifying discounts built in. So if you're looking at 2002 and later, that's going to be the best for insurance.
Got it.
Second thing I would say is block homes. So in general, a block home is going to be less to insure, probably by anywhere from 15 to 25, maybe up to 30%, depending on where the property is, versus a frame home. A lot of homes now are mixed construction, where they're block on the first floor and frame up top.
Okay.
And so you have to basically sit down. The rule is, if a home is more than 33.3% frame, that they would classify it as a frame home. So, you know, if it's two-story and it's 50% upstairs, 50% downstairs, you're looking at a frame home. Maybe a little bit more to insure. But again, if you go for that newer home, in general, you're going to pay a lot less for your insurance.
Great. So what happens with people that, I assume there's just a lot of concrete block homes, mm-hmm. in the area and all that. But what if someone's looking at homes that are before 2002? What are some things? I know, like Northwest Tampa, as an example, we're doing a bunch of deals up in there, and a lot of those homes are concrete block.
Sure.
But they are built before 2002. So what are some things maybe to look at in general for those? Because I know that there's not that much of a difference sometimes in those homes.
Absolutely. Next biggest thing for a home that's probably between 15 and 30 years is always going to be the roof.
This is
going to be the number one disqualifying criteria that's going to take people out of the running with being with the lowest price, best carrier in the market, or having to go to Citizens or another carrier that's not going to be as competitive price-wise. So I would say in general, if a home is over 15 years old, really look at the quality and condition of the current roof. Make sure there's no torn, missing, damaged, curling shingles. If there are, you may even have a hard time qualifying for Citizens, much less one of the other carriers. So make sure they've put a new roof on. If they've put a new roof on and your home is 15 years old, you're going to be in great, over 15 years old, you're going to be in great shape, because you're going to get those wind mitigation discounts. So get a wind mitigation inspection.
Got it.
Anything before 2002, just get a wind mit every single time.
You bring in the thunder. We were going to talk about that. The wind mit, I know that was one thing personally that funny how you and I met, we'll tell that story some other time, but you know, you've got my personal insurance and all that, which was always lower than what I had previously.
Yep.
And then since then, like, it's not one of these, hey, Josh got me great insurance, and then the next year I got nailed. Everything's been, I don't even know if it's gone up. If it's gone up, it's been tiny.
Right.
So much that I don't even think to call you and say, I got to switch. But one of the things with that wind mit, I remember you telling me that, and I was never told that by, I had three different insurance companies before you and I connected.
Yep.
Never told to go get a wind mit, and it saved me, I think it was $80, and it saved me, I think, $300 or $400 a year in my policy.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely. It's a hidden gem.
Yep.
And any home built before 2002, so basically anything with a 2001 prior year built date in the county records, get a wind mitigation. They're going to look at two things. They're going to see how the roof is actually attached to the house, and they're going to look at how the plywood decking is attached to the truss system. Those are the two biggest credits. And the biggest misconception I see with wind mitigation is that, oh, my home isn't new, I'm not going to qualify.
Right.
90% of the houses I see built after 1970 have clips. That's one of the biggest credits on the wind mitigation inspection form.
Got it.
And so almost everybody's going to get something if your home was built 01 and earlier. I've seen people save anywhere from $300 up to $2,000 a year, depending on where the home is located.
Wow.
Just by having that one $75 inspection.
Unreal, huh? So that's a lot of times built into when the inspectors go out there. Is that built into the inspection companies, or is that a totally separate inspection that's done?
Great point. A lot of times people will get a home inspection and think that's what they need to send their insurance company.
Right.
Actually, if they did that, probably no one would ever write insurance, because there's always little things in those inspections that need to be fixed.
Got it.
The insurance companies want to know the main stuff. But for the wind mitigation specifically, it is a separate form. It's a state program that was developed in 2007 to help people save money on their insurance for having certain wind deflection infrastructure in their roof and in their home.
Got it.
So
is that something that you then that you order, or how does that, does their insurance company order that? Who orders that inspection
then? A lot of the home inspectors, because so many people need that wind mitigation inspection now, a lot of them are qualified to do it.
Uh-huh.
They'll know if they're qualified. The state of Florida requires them to have, you know, an architecture's license, a home inspector's license, and there's a couple other engineers, a couple other licenses that they're required.
Right.
But they would know.
Got it.
And
So they
can either go through their inspector, specifically ask them for the wind mitigation. It's got to be on that form.
Okay.
And they'll also provide color photos. That's all they need.
Gotcha. So this kind of leads me into the next thing. So if you're a real estate agent out there listening, crucial, and this is a huge credibility gainer with potential borrowers, is to suggest and encourage and give them the information of an insurance agent and also that wind inspector that can go
exactly.
get the inspection done. The whole thing is, the big why, which we always talk about, is saving money.
Exactly.
And you say that, bingo, I'll go spend $85 with the potential, which seems like after they talk with you, you know whether go get it or don't get it. You're
right.
able to tell them based on the age of the home and all that good stuff.
Right. If they call me, I've got the name of an inspector, and I'll even give it now, a guy named Bill Doyle.
Okay.
They can contact him, and his rule, and it's not just with me, it's with anyone who uses them. He will come out and do the inspection. If they don't save at least the cost of the inspection, the $75
wow.
within the first. Discussed a little bit about, you know, what you may want to look for in a home. You can tell me about the age and the general location of where you're looking. I can give you some insight into what the premium differences might be with certain, you know, features of the home. And then from there, you can just, if you decide on one, send me over the address. I can go right in, go online, go into the MLS, get all the information I need, get you a pretty accurate quote. And then if you change, I just had a guy call me this morning. We were going to write him. Deal ended up not going through. He called me, said I needed a quote. I looked in the file. I said, I've got everything. 2 minutes. I'm going to go in and quote him and get him over a quote and on a new property that he found.
Gotcha. And so, this is becoming a massive, massive, it's not a problem, but I mean, more of an opportunity as people are looking at different price points. I mean, you're probably literally seeing people that are buying homes across the street from each other. Drastically different insurance quotes, flood insurance, whether they're in a flood zone or not,
mm-hmm.
and then ultimately the age of homes. Some of these
right.
properties, you know, this street's got homes in 2002. This one has got homes from 1970.
Right.
So a huge reason why it's so important to call you and get that
Absolutely.
Quote in advance.
Absolutely. Great thing would be South Tampa. You've got older homes, but then you've got lots that are really expensive that people are buying and building brand new homes.
Right.
That brand new home could pay a third or a quarter of the price of the insurance is the smaller home next door built in 1925. That's frame. So absolutely, you know, looking at the full spectrum of what you're, you know, what you're looking to purchase will help you maintain affordable living, hopefully for a long period of time.
Got it. Awesome. So if somebody is currently in a house, currently got insurance and says, gosh, I just got that darn notice in the mail
mm-hmm.
and whoever, you know, whatever big insurance company just increased my premiums again,
mm-hmm.
I'm over it.
Yep.
Or new home buyers or real estate agents that need a good insurance partner. Where can people contact you and
Absolutely.
What's that email address?
Absolutely. They can go to our web address, which is livecovered.com, LiveCovered.com. And they could also give us a call at the office, 813-920-8181. They can even have their client go right onto our website, click get a quote, and there's a secure data server that we have there where they can transmit the information to us and just put a little note that their real estate agent's name referred over, and we'll be happy to take great care of everyone that comes our way.
Great. Awesome. Well, that's great. And you know what? We got to do this again because we didn't hit some of the other points that we had on like hidden discounts and things to ask for. I know you've got some free reports, so we'll get into that stuff as well. Dude, totally appreciate you coming in here today, man.
It's really my pleasure. My pleasure.
We'll have to do it again real soon. So, well, we're pretty much going to wrap up here. I want to thank you guys so much for listening out there to Florida Real Estate Radio. And, you know, it's right here where you hear about what's relevant and where to find opportunities and solutions in Florida real estate right now, especially like we talked about today, including your homeowner's insurance and different ways to save some money there. So I'm your host, Brian Heckman, here with Josh Butts at Cornerstone Insurance. Remember that we're all in this together, so let's grow together. Have a great day.